Breed, breed, books, books. Breed, breed, books, books. Breed, breed, books, books. Hold them in your hand. And you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our book pick segment for today. You know, we're very lucky. Every week we sit down with a very knowledgeable independent bookseller who compiles a list. And the list is made up of, here are some great books that should be on your radar. Well, around this time of year, it's a fantastic thing because you can say, oh, maybe this would be great gift items.
Yes.
Things that you could give to people as a lovely gift, because nothing is a nicer gift than a book. And although I keep on seeing a lot of commercials for cars. Are people giving cars for Christmas? Is this a new thing?
I've never gotten a car for Christmas, but if somebody wants to give me one, I will gladly accept it.
It seems that in the advertising world, just everyone's giving a car
right?
to somebody, which I did not know was a thing,
me
unless you
neither.
Were Oprah. But anyway, good morning, Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York.
Good morning.
It's always lovely to have you here.
Oh, it's always good to be here, Joe.
All right. Where would you like to begin?
I'm just going to go by my pile of books here that I have with me, and I'm going to start at the top, which is, to
always
me,
a
this
fine
is,
place to start.
It is indeed. This is Jerusalem by Alan Moore. Yes, Alan Moore, he of V for Vendetta and The Watchmen and all of that, has written a massive tome of a novel. This is going to be the perfect book for your winter, long winter nights, cold winter days when you want to curl up with a good book. It will take you until June to finish this. But I believe it will be a worthy sort of exploration of this particular topic, which is it's a lovely literary collection of his thoughts, feelings, and scribes for his hometown of Northampton in England. And it's an epic in every sense of the word, this novel. So it's about a 1,000-year history of this town. And it's fantastical, it's real, it's gritty, it's rambling at times. But yes, I believe that this is the book that one should just curl up with this winter season.
And by June?
June. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You'll get there.
It's Jerusalem by Alan Moore. We have a page count on this.
It's like 1,200 and something.
Wow,
it's
man,
massive.
That's great.
Please don't read this in bed before you go to sleep.
You'll knock yourself in the face.
Completely.
1,265.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy,
well, that's
right?
good. And small print, I would add.
But actually, it's a really lovely. The pages are lovely. The font is lovely. And speaking of fonts,
but a good,
I'm going to
a good value.
Next one. It is a very good value.
A lot of book for your money.
It really is. And if you need to hold your doors open, it can do that too.
All right. I'm going to do something that's going to make the sound engineer mad. Okay. But you ready? All right.
There we go. And there we have it.
The thud.
My next book is this tiny little esoteric gem that I...
Well, you've sold me so far.
I think the phrase that I have used with this is it's like a sensualist's delight, because, and it's an odd topic. It's an odd topic, but it's called The Noblest Roman, A History of the Centaur Types of Bruce Rogers. So it's a book about one of the most common historically used fonts that has ever existed. And it's so beautifully put together. Please take
All
a
right.
look.
All right. You're handing it to me now. It's a book about a font.
It is indeed. But look at the pages. Look at the way it's laid out. If you feel the paper quality of this and the raised type, and it's just a beautiful...
Oh, there's
beautiful.
Some like pieces.
Yeah,
sort of,
it's linen. It's it
look
is
like that. Look, there. So the little pieces attached to
yes,
other pieces.
Yes, of, and that's how it was originally pressed.
Don't know how to determine.
I know. I'm not entirely sure what words to use, but I actually love this book, just to have and to hold and to open it every once in a while, just to look at the layout of it and the colors. Like, it has different colors as you read the typeface. Like, there are notes and in the margins, and they're all in this beautiful sort of maroony red color. And it's sort of an interesting exploration of something I think we really just take for granted in our everyday life as we read through something. Every book will tell you somewhere in the back area or on the copyright page what font that the book has been typewritten in. And it makes a difference how you take in that information just by the way the letters appear.
I want to read the full title.
Yes, please.
Which is The Noblest Roman, A History of the Centaur Types of Bruce Rogers by Jerry Kelly and Misha Beletsky, David R. Godin Publisher.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it says in the front of the book.
And that is what the book is.
Excellent.
It's beautiful. I love it.
All right.
Okay, moving right along. So my entire list this week is really... It's that time, right, where if you haven't found that gift for that person, that hard-to-shop-for person, these are the sorts of things that I would throw into your hands. So my next one is A History of American Sports in 100 Objects, put together by Kate Murphy, which is kind of, again, this is the sort of thing, look, yay, Bill Russell's basketball. So if you've got that sports person who just loves sports, it's an interesting little history of our pastimes. And it takes these odd little, I guess I like the odd little quirky things. That's what I go for.
So, for example, 2004, Curt Schilling's Bloody Sock.
Yeah.
Which is always one of the more popular stops on the tour at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
The Bloody Sock Tour. Yeah.
Right. You opened the book to Bill Russell's 10,000 rebound ball.
Yeah.
1962.
That's worth noting.
And then does it tell you where these things are located? I guess it's less travel-y and more just about the sports
themselves. I'm not entirely sure if one of the Smithsonians did an exhibit on this.
Oh, cool.
It seems like it may have.
Oh, that would be
I could
smart.
Be making that up, so don't quote me on that.
Well, we allow that here. Just make it up.
I don't mean to, but there's something kicking in my brain about this, but I could be wrong.
Just make it up. No, that's good. So this is really interesting, from lacrosse to, pretty much any sport you could imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Another sport book that I really love is, and I think someone else on your show talked about this not too long ago, is Game Changers, about women in sports. And I don't have that with me, I'm just throwing that out there. That is another one that I think is an absolutely phenomenal book of miscellany, and where it just goes and talks about all of these different women and the feats that they have accomplished in sports throughout history. And it's all across the world, not just in American sports.
All right.
All right. And moving along. Oh, I forgot one of my books. Nuts. But I'm going to talk about the next one is The Best American Infographics 2016. This is part of the series that came around The Best American, you know, short stories, The Best American essays and things like this. They started using infographics, incorporating that into that series back in, I think, 2013. And I love this. This is a great visual delight. It, again, a book of miscellany, but it has so much information in it, and it's put together in ways that are appealing, interesting. It's this whole burgeoning world of information, this infographic information. So it's basically more sophisticated, interesting, and I keep saying the word interesting, and I apologize. Pie charts, right, and bar charts and things like that. That is where this information sort of stems from. Now they have, I don't know, all sorts of different ways of looking at things. You've got the odd,
well,
yeah.
I have to say that one of the things that I enjoy much of the I think many of these. And if not, they should be, have appeared in the New York Times, which is, if you go online for the New York Times, they have so much of this infographic information, and you click on it, and things start popping up,
and
it's so much fun, and I say fun loosely because it's usually horrible subjects that you're looking up.
Unfortunately.
But it does tell you where, you know, these hot zones are in different places. And all of a sudden, new things open up and you really do get a picture. You understand everything better. Geography, history.
It's true. It gives you, it makes it very accessible.
Yes.
Right? And it's quick, so you don't have to read through too much information. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right. We got about 4 minutes.
Okay. So then I want to... The book that I didn't bring with me, but I also love, is this great book of miscellany called Atlas Obscura.
Oh, that's a great book.
Oh, yes. It is. It really is. And it talks about all these odd little places on the planet. And you could, again, one of those books where you can turn to any page and find out and be given some really fascinating and fun information.
And very popular this year.
Yes.
Quite the bestseller.
It is.
Yes.
My kids' book this year that I really love is this little tiny book called The Wish Tree with words by Kyle McClear and pictures by Chris Turnham. It's this little person who, this little boy who has a sled, and he and his sled go to find this wish tree. And I think, you know, it's just a little fun journey that they take, and they make little friends along the way. It's a happy time.
Okay.
I like it.
And the wish tree delivers?
They do, but
not
because it's the wish tree. It delivers because of the boy and his travel and his journey.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And the friends that he collects along the way.
Wonderful.
I love
it. It's called the wish tree.
Right. Yeah, and then I have to put a shout out to the Hattie's Restaurant Cookbook, Jasper Alexander, and his proprietor and chef of Hattie's Restaurant in Saratoga Springs. Nicest guy, really. What a fantastic human being.
Very sweet.
Very, and a heck of a good cook.
Oh, can I?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can I see
the? Yes.
Go ahead. Go on with your.
Yeah. So. A local favorite, this Hattie's Restaurant, and the recipes are to die for. And it's a beautifully put together cookbook. I'm thrilled by how well this looks and is.
It is a beautiful, beautiful book. I have to say, Friday night, my wife and I went into Hattie's, and Jasper was there, and we were eating. And then all of a sudden, he brought over, without any, without us even asking, brought
Such
over
a
these.
Good guy.
Oh my God! Now I got to find out what they are, but they were a cross between if you merged fried dough, funnel cake, and flake pastry together.
How is that even possible?
You have these little squares with powdered sugar. Oh my God! They were just.
Oh. Sounds
to
like
die
heaven.
For. We're just moaning a lot at the table.
Yeah,
it was really
that happens. It just
very good
food
stuff.
Is moan worthy. And last, I just want to quickly shout out there another local treasure is Proctor's Theater. There's a book called Encore Proctor's at 90, which looks at this past 90th year of Proctor's history. So it's this past year and all the things that they've done. And they're gorgeous photographs in this, no doubt about it, taken by Richard Loveridge. And there's essays written by the incomparable Michael Eck.
Yes, beautiful stuff and a beautiful book.
Mm-hmm.
We should note there's a book out about SPAC this year. There's a book out about Proctor. So
yep.
Really some good stuff on
Absolutely.
Our artistic institutions in the
yay,
area.
Yay, go arts.
All right, well, go and yay Amy Lane. She is at the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady. And if you want to find out more about the great work they do, you can go to their website. Better yet, visit them on J Street in Schenectady, New York. Amy, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much for
Thanks
being
for
with
having
us.
Me.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Beautiful. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.